everyone. Welcome to another utterly fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week we're counting sensors. Yep, only 2,009,400,000 to go, so let's get started, because we're going to be here for a while. A trillion. Now that is a really big number. If you picture a trillion sensors out there in the world sensing stuff, and imagine all of the intelligent decisions that can be made with all of that information, whew, it could really change our lives. My guest this week is Janusz Brzezik, and we are, yes indeed, talking about sensors. The T-Sensors Summit for Trillion Sensors Roadmap, taking place next week at Stanford University. I'm going to ask Janusz how this summit came to be and what fantastic stuff you could learn by attending. So strap on your sensor arrays, ladies and gents. We're going in. Oh, but wait one gosh darn second there, partner. Before we get into this week's trillion sensor business, I've got a Texas Instruments FRAM MCUs for Dummies book to give away to one lucky listener this week. You know, you might want an FRAM MCU to do some magic with your own share of those trillion sensors. I'm just saying. If you want a copy of this book for your very own, just let me know in the box below the player on this week's Fish Frying page entitled 1 Trillion and Counting. And I'll pick a winner by the end of next week. Oh yeah, and stick around. After this week's interview, I will be announcing the winner of last week's Fish Fry Nerdy giveaway, the starter kit for PIC24F Intelligent Integrated Analog, courtesy of Microchip Technology. You'll want to stick around for that. It might be you. Thank you so much for joining me today, Janusz. So tell me about the T-Sensors Summit. How did this summit come to be?
So this is kind of an interesting genesis. 3 years ago, I put together with my partners the conference in Stanford celebrating the 25th anniversary of founding NovaSensor. At this conference, one of the executives from Bosch indicated that they see the market for sensors growing to 7 trillion units by 2017. So this kind of intrigued me, started to look around, and found a number of other companies like Intel, Texas Instruments, STMicro, and so on, talking about potential for trillion sensors. So as a reference, I checked what's happening with sensors, and we had a very interesting evolution of the market. The consumer market segment absorbed about 10 million sensors using MEMS technology in 2007, and over the next 5 years, the absorption grew to 3.5 billion units. So moving from 10 million to 3.5 billion units in 5 years, this was pretty amazing. So having been involved in multiple startups, I knew that development of sensor from prototypes to volume production is painful. On average, it takes over 30 years from initial prototypes to high volume production, and this was kind of presented by Roger Grace and Steve Walsh in one of the presentations over the last years. So I started to think how to accelerate the development of the sensors. So first, I contacted a number of market research organizations, and I found that they don't share the vision for trillion sensors. They are extrapolating the future from the past, and the new sensors were not existing in the past, thus they cannot extrapolate them into the future. And the situation was similar to gyro development in 2003, 2004, where there was no need forecasted for the gyro. And over the next 10 years, gyro is shipping in about a billion units a year for consumer applications. So I said, why don't we put together a group of visionaries and then ask them to present their vision for the future, and from this vision extract the sensors which will have a high probability of being absorbed by the market in very large volume. And then for the most attractive sensors, we can put together a roadmap how to get there and put together the strategy to accelerate high volume implementation of these sensors. And this could involve cooperation between government, academia, industrial companies. could include standardization of manufacturing processes between multiple industrial companies. And one of the concepts was presented by Vijay Ullal, who is currently the president of Fairchild. He coined the concept of so-called co-optition, cooperating competition, multiple companies putting their money together to develop standard processes for selected sensors. And this would allow them to increase competition level from the current level of about $12 billion for MEMS components to maybe $300 billion or $1 trillion for MEMS components. Currently, MEMS devices are using individual process for each type, so we call this one device, one process, one package, one ASIC, one test system. And we would like to advance this to the point of standardized process, standardized package, standardized testing, which would allow much faster deployment of the sensors into high-volume environment. So this was kind of the concept that I brainstormed with multiple organizations and multiple people. We converged on creating Trillion Sensor Summit at Stanford and inviting these visionaries to outline their vision. Follow-up will be work of trying to convert these visions into programs enabling acceleration of needed sensors.
That's really cool, Janusz. So tell me more about the summit itself. What kind of cool stuff can my audience learn if they attend the summit?
I designed this program along the major global tides that are driving demand for sensors. One tide is kind of foundation, in a sense, market evolution, which is enabling trillion sensor revolution. So here I have several kind of speakers from the U.S. and Japan looking at evolution of the market, which is creating the demand for sensors. Then I put together digital health session talking about evolution of personal health. It's a very, very interesting session. This is probably representing not only the largest market segment as I can see coming in coming years, but also the most rewarding. We would be able to bring the healthcare to the people needing the healthcare at a very low cost. The next session I put together is along Internet of Things and Internet of Everything, as Cisco is putting it. This follows the developments in multiple areas. And what is interesting about this segment of the market is the Chinese government put Internet of Things as one of the strategic technologies into the current five-year plan, and they are funding this plan to the tune of $1 billion. And the vision for this and Internet of Everything will be outlined by our keynote speaker during the reception on Wednesday night at Stanford Faculty Club. This is fellow and vice president of Cisco, Flavio Bologna. So his vision is that maybe up to 20% of global GDP just in another 7 years will be created by Internet of Things, out of which sensors will be representing 1 or 1.5% of global GDP. And then I put the session on new emerging manufacturing environment for electronics and for sensors. The final session I designed was characterizing mobile and wearable market. And we are closing the 2.5-day conference with short presentations and recommendations of where do we go from here, what should we do to put together the program Accelerated Development of Selected Sensors.
Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Janusz.
You're welcome, and I hope that your listeners will enjoy this theme. We are trying to change the world, and the sensors are at the bottom of this pyramid. And as Intel said, about 70% of these trillion sensors will be used to help us to live a better life. And the remaining 30% of sensors will be changing our lifestyle, giving us more fun.
All right. How about that winning entry from last week's nerdy giveaway, the starter kit for PIC24F, Intelligent Integrated Analog, and the winner of this super fantastic kit courtesy of Microchip Technology is M. Burkar. Now, this week's nerdy giveaway, FRAM for Dummies. Maybe you need a little FRAM refresher. All right, let me back up a second here. Texas Instruments has a line of microcontrollers, or MCUs, that use ferroelectric random access memory, or FRAM. Aha! You see? Oh, but wait. Why would I want an MCU with FRAM? See? You're the perfect audience for this book. No, that I'm not really saying you're a dummy, but yes, FRAM uses an incredibly tiny amount of power. Way less than flash. So you can combine that with a microcontroller and presto! You can do all sorts of cool microcontrolling with almost no power. A lemon battery, perhaps. So, one of those new energy harvesting gadgets. See, you need this book to explain the whole thing. So, tell me you want this book by commenting on this week's Fish Fry page. Bam! By the end of next week, I'll award a winner. Hop on over to Ye Olde Post Office and send it to you. Easy peasy. And speaking of nerdy giveaways, I need some input from you guys. Yes, you, my truly awesome engineering audience. What would you like to see me give away in my nerdy giveaway segments? What kind of development kits are sparking your fancy these days? No, not literally sparking, because I don't really want to give those away, but let me know in the box below the player, and heck, I'll steer my sponsors a fish fry over that way. Also, did you know that EE Journal has a Facebook page? Of course you did, but maybe you haven't liked us yet. Well, you should. If just to balance out those cat videos and memes up the wazoo, you could have some entertaining and informative EE Journal posts in your feed. If you're into Twitter, hit us up on EE Journal TFM. And if Google Plus is your thing, well, then I'm sorry. Okay, no, I guess some of you are out there. You can also join our circle there as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for Fish Fry this week. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up, yes, I will be at ArmTechCon. Yes, I will be at the MEMS Executive Congress. Looking forward to that one. Or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at Amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of October 18th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.